This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the new eHealth Radio Network and our Relationship Advice Channel. On the show today, we are with Barry Weinberger, the founding partner of Weinberger Law Group, LLC, who is an expert in New Jersey divorce and family law. She is certified by the Supreme Court of New Jersey as a matrimonial law attorney, a certification achieved by only 2% of the attorneys in the state of New Jersey. Barry Weinberger, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for coming out today. So how does divorce, since we're on a health program and channel, how does divorce affect a person's health to lead off with?
Oh, it has tremendous effects, actually. Divorce ranks number two, right behind the death of a spouse, as one of the biggest causes of stress in a person's life, as one can imagine. In fact, 40% of people going through divorce will experience clinical depression and significant anxiety as a result.
So what is divorce anger? We've heard that from time to time. What is that all about?
Divorce anger is this special term. It's a special kind of anger with extreme rage, vindictiveness, and overpowering bitterness. There was one study, for instance, that even indicated that divorce anger can create heart disease. And heart disease was linked to this intense anger in 80% of the patients. It can lead to violence, domestic violence, anger, hostility, tremendous tensions, and violence in the home. It's a horrible situation.
Well, how common is domestic violence, and what should someone who is a victim do to protect themselves?
Well, the victims should absolutely 100% of the time call the police. If there is ever a situation where somebody feels that they are in physical harm's way or they are a victim of domestic violence, do not hesitate. Pick up the phone, call the police, get immediate protection. If you have the capacity, leave. Leave the home. Go to the police station. Call a support system. Call someone there who could be of a protecting agent, so to speak. There are over 2 million incidents of domestic violence that require medical treatment each year that are reported. Actually, there are potentially as many as 6 million above that that go unreported. So it's a serious situation, and it needs attention, and people need to just get the help that they require.
Today we are with Barry Weinberger, the founding partner of Weinberger Law Group, LLC, who is an expert in New Jersey divorce and family law, here today on the eHealth Radio Network. How can people minimize the impacts of divorce?
Well, that's a good question. I would strongly recommend that try mediation. Mediation is a settlement-minded alternative dispute resolution. And when the parties are able to come to a settlement on their own terms, it tends to lessen the overall stressors that are involved. It tends to promote ongoing positive parenting relationships post-divorce and lend itself to a better working relationship post-judgment overall as to all issues.
And how can the parents, or what can they do to minimize the impacts of divorce on the children that are involved?
Well, I say first and foremost, don't get the children involved. The more you get the children involved, the more resentful I believe that the children will become. Some psychologists that we deal with from day to day confirm that that is in fact the truth. And the more you get the children involved, the more likely it will actually cause harm to your relationship with the children. You might think that it's not going to happen, but children are pretty sharp. They know what's going on, and they don't like to be caught up in these adult issues. They want to be safeguarded from it all.
And unfortunately, you know, divorce is not something new, but if someone needs to go through a divorce, what are ways that people could prepare for a divorce?
Well, first, I absolutely recommend that people go to freedivorcewebinar.com. It's a webinar that we put together to help educate those people who are maybe on the cusp of deciding whether or not they wanted to pursue a divorce, or maybe they were entrenched in a divorce already. But it's got a tremendous amount of free information, so there's no risk involved. Go there, get educated. Start to also get your finances in order. Gather records, gather documents, figure out what is contained within joint bank accounts, separate bank accounts, retirement accounts. Know what's in existence. Become aware of what the issues will be so that we can discuss it and you can talk to your lawyer at that first meeting and have a substantial conversation about how to go forward. Also, again, protect yourself. Report incidents of domestic violence. Another issue is choose the right attorney who's going to help you. That's critical.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. How do you, or what would you advise people in looking for or choosing a divorce lawyer?
I can't emphasize enough how important it is for somebody to utilize the services of a divorce lawyer who is exclusive to the practice of family law. They say the old adage, you wouldn't go to a dermatologist to cure your heart problems. Go to somebody who knows this business. Go to somebody who practices family law day in and day out, and it's their exclusive practice, because they're going to know those small little nuances that are that could be so critical to the final settlement in your matter. You want to go to a lawyer, in my opinion, who has a team approach, who has a support staff that is substantial, who has that backing to give you the greatest coverage possible and the greatest support system possible. I strongly recommend that if you're looking for a lawyer, go to a firm whose head partner, managing partner, is certified by the Supreme Court of the state of New Jersey as a matrimonial lawyer. You want a lawyer who is well-versed on the day-to-day changing laws, because there are constant modifications in the law. The appellate division renders decisions on a daily basis, and those decisions might have a strong impact on what your overall settlement might turn out to be. You have to have a lawyer who is equipped with all of the education to make these decisions for you, to make the recommendations for you, to give you the insight you need to make decisions for yourself. And lastly, you want an attorney who is responsive to you, someone who's going to get back to you, not make you wait 5 days to get an answer, and someone who can have the technological advancement to respond to emails and scan documents to you, so you don't have to wait 3 days to get a document in the mail that your lawyer has been aware of for a considerable period of time. What the lawyer knows, you should know instantaneously.
And how can people prepare for their first meeting with, say, like yourself or a lawyer?
Gather information. Get the documents that you need to just have that first dialogue. Pay stubs, income information, account statements, tax returns, W-2s, whatever you can get your hands on. If you can't find it in the house, if it's not sitting in a filing cabinet, or if your spouse has full control over these documents, don't hesitate to go to a bank and get a copy of a joint bank account. It's accessible to you. If you don't have that information, still, don't be alarmed, because the lawyer has ways of obtaining it overall. I also think that to prepare for your first meeting with your lawyer, you want to be equipped with a wish list. What is most important to you? What about custody and parenting time is important? What about division of assets? Is it important for you to keep the house, or are you not so impacted by that? Do you not mind relocating? Write down a list of questions and concerns also, because I find that when potential clients come and they sit down, they're nervous the first time. It was a big step to even enter a lawyer's office, let alone pick up the phone and call for that appointment. So one area that I find helpful is when a client comes in with this list of questions, because their nerves won't get the best of them and they won't forget what was so critical the night before, perhaps, when they woke up in the middle of the night. They'll come ready to get those answers.
Barry, in conclusion, what one extra thing could you leave with our listeners that you have not hit on already?
Eric, I just want to suggest to people, it's okay to make compromises. Keep the process amicable. Go to a lawyer who knows the art of settlement negotiations, a lawyer who will fight for you when necessary, but doesn't necessarily take that litigious approach from day one, because it's not always in a person's best interest to fight. Sometimes making those compromises and focusing on that very big picture goes a long way. And the more you settle and the more amicable you tend to be, the less costly the whole process is, both in time and money. So find a lawyer who knows how to fight, but really appreciates how to listen to you, to know what you want, and knows the best approach for you and your unique circumstances, because every case is different and not every case should be a battle.
Good stuff. We've been speaking with Barry Weinberger, the founding partner of Weinberger Law Group, LLC, who is an expert in New Jersey divorce and family law. And the website of reference is WeinbergerLawGroup.com. Barry, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. Be well.
Likewise, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network, and we thank you for listening to this Relationship Advice channel, and until next time, enjoy.